There's a bit of a legend about the geography department here at Northwestern. One man has been the sole professor for decades. I've heard stories from my fellow students about his classes, so I decided to interview someone who took his class in order to learn a little more. I spoke with Braden Spite, a third year studying political science and journalism.
So I think that my first impression was definitely that he seems just like the sweetest guy. I took his class during winter quarter of my sophomore year, so last year, which was during COVID. And so he was super accommodating with that. He would make sure that all of the lectures and all of the material that we needed was available, and he made everything open book, which was super helpful.
I asked if it ever seemed difficult for Hudson to keep up with running an entire department.
I never really was left wondering what my grade in the class would kind of be. And I feel like he was pretty on top of everything. If you emailed him a question, he responded pretty quickly. And he was also always pretty much on time for class. And sometimes like he would cancel. The only time he ever canceled class was just because of the weather. And that was really the only reason.
It seems strange for an entire department to be run by only one person. It soon became clear to me once I started looking into Northwestern geography that there's a lot more to the story. I asked around to see if I could talk to anyone in the field with personal experience as a teacher of geography. I ended up speaking with Jen Lupu, a seventh-year PhD student in the anthropology department doing work in historical archaeology. She is also a teaching assistant through the Gender and Sexuality Studies Teaching Fellowship at Northwestern.
Right now I'm teaching an undergraduate course that is called Queer Worldbuilding, Sexuality in Space and Global Perspective. And it is essentially a queer geography class. A lot of the reading that we're doing and the work we're doing in the class is based in geography. A lot of the authors we're reading are from geography departments.
I talked to Jen about this clear lack of resources seen in our geography department, but there's a much bigger scope than just Northwestern. According to the American Association of Geographers, growth in geography majors has been uneven or declining since 2012. It had been growing consistently from the 1990s up to 2012, but since then has steadily declined.
Yeah, so this is part of a pattern across many American universities that started, I believe it started after World War II and has sort of gradually increased over time, where these geography departments at many schools have been sort of vanishing and disappearing.
Why are these disappearances occurring?
I think part of the reason why these schools have been losing or have these disappearing geography departments is in some ways due to its associations with colonialism, the idea that we need to map and understand the world in order to so that Europeans can conquer it.
So if there is this negative association with geography, should we save it?
I think within Northwestern, there is still a real need for geography classes, and especially geography classes that are teaching Black geographies and queer geographies and the intersections between all these different perspectives within geography. The students that I've engaged with, the undergraduate students, have been very enthusiastic about learning about how it's thinking from queer geographies. We think it's not just like a sort of thinking about queerness in the world. It's thinking about how the world is shaped by colonialism and heteronormativity and white supremacy. People think about geography as sort of like memorizing the countries of the world or something like that. But really what geography can be is a way of thinking about the world around us through a critical lens. There's so many practical tools that geography courses teach students and also elements of critical thinking. So I think it would be really great to see more geography classes and more geography faculty at schools like Northwestern and other universities.
For WNUR News, I'm Max Milo.